gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us for another hour of Auto World. In this hour, we're going to be talking to the deputy editor of Consumer Reports magazine, Jeff Bartlett. We've also got some automotive trivia we're going to throw into the equation. And we've got some automotive news to pass along as well. Standing by right now with the latest in the motorsports world, let's bring forth our news editor, the one and only Mr. Jeff Bressler. Jeff, how you doing?
Hi, Bob. Doing great. Big weekend for Virginia natives in their home state at Martinsville, Virginia. Denny Hamlin turned the dominant car into a winner at Martinsville Speedway, passing Jimmy Johnson with 138 laps to go and holding off the chase leader on a series of late restarts in a race that just ended a little while ago. Helped by a long green flag run, Hamlin pulled away after a restart with 52 laps to go, that ending Johnson's remarkable run of five trips to victory lane in the last six races at the shortest circuit in NASCAR Sprint Cup Series. Hamlin easily pulled away again on another restart with 12 laps to go, and then once again when a late crash by Scott Speed forced the two-lap sprint to the finish on the 501 lap event. Hamlin's second career victory on the half-mile oval kept the Virginia racer as the only driver besides Johnson to win on the paperclip shape track in the last seven races. Johnson held on for second, and that certainly helped him pad his lead over Mark Martin in the series standings and the run for the chase. As he hit the final turn at the Memphis Motorsport Park, Brad Keselowski was loose, almost sideways as a matter of fact, and trying to hold on as he reached the finish line. Having Nationwide Series point leader Kyle Busch ride on his rear bumper only added to that pressure, yet Keselowski was able to grab enough of the Chevrolet steering wheel to hold on and beat Busch to the finish line yesterday, winning the Kroger on track for the Cure 250 Nationwide Series race. That race on the three-quarter mile oval came down to a green-white checker finish after the 14th caution of the day on the final lap. Keselowski was leading when a caution came out on the final lap because of a Stephen Wallace spin. Keselowski, who had taken the lead with a big move, passing four cars on a late restart, held on to the advantage for his fourth Nationwide win of the year. Busch finished second and now leads Carl Edwards by 215 points in the standings. And Timothy Peters took the lead when today's winner, Denny Hamlin, pitted on the 117th lap yesterday and won the NASCAR Truck Series race at the Martinsville Speedway. In his first career victory, Peters lives in nearby Danville, Virginia, and that makes him the second Virginia winner of the weekend along with Denny Hamlin. Ron Hornaday finished fourth. That extended his lead to 224 points over Matt Crafton with four races remaining. Hornaday seeking his record fourth championship in the Truck Series. This has been Jeff Bressler for the Speed Racing Radio Auto World Motorsport Update.
Hey, Jeff, we're off to SEMA, Las Vegas time. Looking forward to it?
I just love it. You know, a lot of people buy cars for transportation, but everything you see in the acres and acres of the Las Vegas Convention Center are geared to people that are into high performance on their car and enhancing the look of their car inside and out, and that's just a joy to report back to that group of people, Bob.
Yeah, more than 100,000 people from, I believe, more than 100 countries. And the question is, it's an inside joke, and I can't say who the person is, but will the close talker move even closer now that he's a sponsor of a certain other show?
That's very possible. Very Seinfeld-esque.
Thank you, my friend. We will see you next week in the City of Sin. All right.
Okay,
thanks. We've got a caller on the line, but I'm going to bring her on momentarily. But first, we welcome the deputy editor of Consumer Reports magazine in the automotive realm, former online editorial director for Motor Trend, the one and only, that's my phrase of the day here, Jeff Bartlett. Jeff, how you doing?
Hi, Bob. Thanks for having me. Boy, that's quite the introduction.
We've had a caller waiting online here for a while since you're a native New Englander. I know you lived in New Hampshire, and then you moved to Florida, I believe, and then to California, and now you're back in Connecticut. Well, we've got a caller in Springfield, Joyce, joining us on the talk lines here at Auto World. Hello there, Joyce. How are you doing?
Good, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing fine. So did you enjoy Stan Major in the first hour of the broadcast?
Very much so. He's a color guy, and I'm a color girl.
Jeff, this lady loves colors on automobiles, and you work for Consumer Reports, and I thought it would be interesting to get your take on this. I mean, it was a color. I had a Challenger recently, which was called Torred, and I told her there was going to be a plum crazy.
That's right.
And that kind of put her over the top. This is kind of the unusual, buyer. Does Consumer Reports do any kind of research on folks who buy vehicles based on color?
color and to a certain degree, styling. We leave very much in the hands of the consumers. We focus on testing the vehicles, but we don't want to be picking favorites or guide people, because certainly everyone's got their own taste, and that may vary partly dependent on where they live in the country, too.
Yeah, no, that's very true indeed. So, Joyce, anything else on your mind at the moment?
Well, yes, Bob. I called to confirm for you that a Chevrolet Bison was a heavy-duty Class 8 truck.
No kidding. Very good.
It's on Wikipedia.
Excellent, because I had no idea. No wonder. I knew if it was a car, I would have known it.
That's right.
But a Chevrolet Bison just did not ring any bells. Does that one ring any bells with you, Jeff? Did that, the Chevrolet Bison?
I'm not surprised it's heavy duty, given the name, but I can't say I've had an experience behind the wheel of that one.
All right, listen, guys. Can somebody make me a silvery pink or silvery lavender car?
What do you think, Jeff?
Well, anything's possible. Certainly with the advancements in paint technology, we're starting, we have been seeing very creative hues. I wouldn't rule it out, but I don't know of one on the market at the moment.
Okay, well, I'll be waiting.
And she drives a Toyota Prius right now and kind of in the market for a new vehicle, Jeff. What would you recommend? Joyce, give us some parameters. I know you don't want to spend a whole lot of money.
Heck no. Let's keep it in the teens and a nice hybrid. See, I can't afford a new Prius, but something in the teens that is of equal value.
Hmm. When you say equal value, you mean you're suggesting fuel economy?
Yes.
Is a priority?
Yes.
It will be hard to rival the Prius fuel economy.
Mm-hmm.
But one that comes close that's pretty nice is the Toyota Corolla, especially if you're driving largely on the highway.
Uh-huh.
Fuel economy in that car is fantastic, and it's a very solid, very well-packaged car with very good reliability. And for a little less money, the Honda Fit, also a fuel economy champ, and it has a very versatile, creative interior you might find interesting.
Great. Okay.
Two good suggestions. Well, thank you for calling in, Joyce. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right, Jeff. Well, thank you for taking that call. It's interesting, somebody so attracted to the color palette scheme of the equation. That's not your average consumer.
Well, everyone has their color favorites, and actually Joyce might find there's kind of a, I think of it as a silvery blue color available on the Fit that might especially appeal to her.
A very good and excellent suggestion. So what's cooking at Consumer Reports? I know you've got a very interesting thing to tell us about. It's called Project X. Tell us about that.
not to be confused with Speed Racer. The Automotive X Prize is actually a fascinating competition that's well underway right now. The basic principle behind this competition is with significant sponsorship. There's
right. When we come back on the other side, we'll hear much more about it. I got carried away here with all this color talk, but we'll reel things in and more with Jeff Bartlett straight ahead.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Oh, what a cute little convertible.
Yeah, it's a classic.
Red's my favorite color.
Oh, mine too.
I dream of riding in a car like this.
Okay, well, hop in.
Oh! I don't believe it.
What?
Don't you have Stabil in your store?
Well, no.
Don't you know Stabil keeps gas from breaking down and gumming up your engine?
Yeah, I do. But...
Don't you know it also protects against the damaging effects of ethanol?
Ethanol? Well,
don't you know anything? Ooh! When you store and when you fill up, start with Stabil.
When you buy it, there is Hagerty Finance. When you drive it, there is Hagerty Insurance. When you curse it, kick it, and slam the hood in frustration, there is Hagerty Roadside Assistance. When you sell it, then buy another, there is Hagerty Finance. When you drive
it... Ah, the circle of life. Brought to you by Hagerty. Car guys, ride with us. 866-922-4050 or Hagerty.com.
When you curse it, kick it, and slam the hood in frustration.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Toxins are in our foods, and chemicals are in our air. Chemicals are in our water supply. We purify our air and we purify our water, and yet we forget to purify our bodies. Funny, our bodies continue to absorb these deadly toxins and chemicals every day. Isn't it time to make a change? Maybe a life change? Get rid of toxins and chemicals. Get the tea.com. Log on to getthetea.com and order your protection today. Our testimonies tell the truth. Getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals, lose some weight, and get free from unhealthy living. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long, along with Jeff Bartlett from Consumer Reports, and we're telling you all about the XPRIZE finalist announcement, which was made this past week. And Jeff, before the break there, you were just about to tell us all about it, so do so right now.
Okay, sure thing. The Progressive Automotive XPRIZE is a contest that encourages teams to develop a marketable car that can achieve 100 miles per gallon. And there were 97 teams that had submitted proposals for this. And when I say submit proposals, they're not just building cars. They're truly having to prove that the car is feasible for production and has a solid business case. And XPRIZE announced this past week that of those 97, 43 teams are going to advance and continue on through the process. And of the 43 teams, there are 53 vehicles. So it's still a very big, very exciting race to watch.
Yeah, boy. And tell us a little bit more about Consumer Reports' involvement in the X Prize.
Sure. Consumer Reports is going to assist in the spring when the competition advances to the technical verification. We're going to assist Trackside with safety and performance evaluations because there are some very significant milestones that the cars will need to achieve to prove that they're not only roadworthy, but they're able to deliver the type of performance that the average consumer is looking for in the real world.
Very cool. And I would imagine, is there a website you know off the top of your head for the XPRIZE?
There is. The easiest thing is just to Google Automotive XPRIZE. There's a fantastic website that XPRIZE has up with pages on each of the teams that goes into not only the technical buildup of the cars, but also some of the stories, which many of which are very interesting.
In the past, I know there have been, you know, some of these competitions that pitted colleges against each other. This is a more extensive competition.
Well, there are some college teams involved, and even a high school team. Really, the teams have come from a broad slice of the public, which is interesting, because you have academia involved. You also have some companies that are developing cars that they're going to sell whether they do well in the competition or not. So you're seeing a variety of very practical applications in that, you know, they're going to be sold anyhow, as well as some more adventurous approaches to how to get the extreme fuel economy that's required.
Very good. And there are some vehicles on display that were on display at the announcement. What can you tell us about those particular vehicles?
Yeah, sure. The announcement was made in Manhattan this past week, and they had a handful of cars there. The cars were really just the ones that first raised their hand and were able to attend, but they represented a pretty divergent group. The first car we came across when we came in through the door was won by a company called Commuter Cars. The vehicle's called the Tango. And as their little slogan says, it takes two to tango. This car is a two-seater in tandem, so one in front of the other. And that's the whole width of the car. This is a car that you can put down the left and right windows and put your elbows on both sides.
Wow.
which makes it very unique. But it has some interesting benefits. It's smaller, so there's less car to move around, easier to park, doesn't take as much space. If you had a city full of Tangos, you could pack the cars tighter. You know, a hundred cars bumper to bumper wouldn't take up as much space because it actually could be side by side, or at least that's the theory. And consequently, the car is not only able to deliver really good fuel economy or miles per gallon equivalent, but they're boasting some really tremendous performance numbers as well.
Jeff Bartlett, Deputy Auto Editor for Consumer Reports, is with us here on Auto World. If you have a question for Jeff, you're in the market for a new vehicle like Joyce in Springfield, Massachusetts, and you'd like some advice from one of the leading experts in the country, give us a call at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Or if you'd like to talk a little bit more about the XPRIZE competition and have a question about that, by all means, give us a call as well. Or shoot us an email. It's bob@autoworldradio.com. Well, interesting test group that you guys put together for the November 2009 edition of Consumer Reports. Quite a vast array, I guess would be the best way to put it, Jeff.
That's right. Usually with Consumer Reports magazine, we have a group of competitive vehicles, you know, similar vehicles. But this time, reflecting partly what's going on in the market and also our drive to test cars as quickly as possible, we've got a variety of things. We've got the Toyota Prius, the new Subaru Outback, the Nissan Cube, the Chevrolet Equinox, even a minivan with the Volkswagen Rutan.
Excellent. Well, let's talk about these vehicles. Let's begin by talking about the new Prius. This is the third generation Prius and moves the Prius in a slightly more upscale direction, but certainly you can't argue with the fuel economy improved over generation two.
Toyota really didn't change the formula, but they did clearly listen to consumers. The car is a little bit bigger, a little longer, a little wider, providing the extra elbow room that people were asking for. Fuel economy in our test is about the same. We got 44 miles per gallon overall, which is the same as the best previous Prius we had tested. But it gets 55 on the highway, which is certainly very impressive. The car moves upscale in that there are now higher trim levels and option packages available, because what Toyota had found is a lot of customers bought the car because they not only wanted fuel economy, but they wanted to make a statement. They wanted to feel that they're doing right by the environment and making this particular choice. But those people could have chosen a much more expensive vehicle. They might have been drawn to a Lexus or something of that like. So with this Prius, you do see a lot more high-end options, rear-view cameras, built-in navigation, the solar panels to help recharge and contribute to the venting fan. Overall performance, it moves slightly up the needle. It is very similar and incrementally improved.
And stylistically, again, as you say, it's a little bit bigger, but along the same lines as Generation 2, the upscaling of the interior, interesting, you know, the availability of lots of electronic gadgetry that we haven't seen before, and certainly, you know, some firsts for a hybrid vehicle and some firsts for vehicles in this price category. Probably the most interesting is that, I forget what it's called. This was one of the Motor Trend Car of the Year nominees, of course, and it has the ability to kind of correct. Yeah, a lot of cars have lane departure warning systems, but this takes it to the next level. When we come back on the other side, perhaps you can explain to our listeners a little bit about how it kind of steers itself back into the lane. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out, pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now, and you will receive a one-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, CHEWS.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA, the Better Business Bureau, is made in the USA, and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com, or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you all about Ecola Blue, the state-of-the-art atmospheric water generators that produces purified drinking water right from the humidity in the air you breathe. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know. I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Make the decision today to claim your own water independence by ordering or own a Ecola Blue atmospheric water generator for your home or business, just like I did. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day and is easy to use and economical. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Generate your own pure water right from the humidity in the air by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at ecoloblue.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
So much for joining us. We appreciate it so much. Deputy Auto Editor for Consumer Reports, Jeff Bartlett, is with us. We're talking about the November issue of the magazine and talking about some of the vehicles that are being evaluated between the pages. And we started off with the Toyota Prius. And before the break there, Jeff, I was describing this unique feature that the Prius has. It actually will steer the car back into its proper lane. Explain to our listeners a little bit more about what I'm referring to.
Sure. The system is called Lane Keep Assist, and it's enabled because of the advanced millimeter wave radar that's used for the radar-based cruise control. And for the Lane Keep Assist, it uses this radar system to sense lane markers on roads and the lines, the reflective lines alongside a road. And if it sees that the car is moving too close to the line or on top of it, it applies a little bit of torque to the steering wheel, giving it a little bit of a nudge, which is probably more to get your attention and get you to take control of the car rather than, you know, center it back on as if it were an amusement park ride where the car is straddling a rail. I don't know if you remember those as a
kid. Sure, sure.
And this is the type of feature that you know, as you alluded to, you really associate with a high-end luxury car. But with this, you know, rolling electronic tour de force, there's so many things that can be done with software and kind of multitasking systems. You know, in this particular case, you're using the radar for multiple things, but it really shows the type of innovations that we're going to be seeing come from the high end down to the more affordable cars in the future.
One thing I noticed that you weren't too fond of with the Prius, is the display as far as the miles per gallon, a little too old school.
Well, for such an icon of the hybrid revolution, And really, you know, an electronic vehicle, the screen does look a little dated, especially in contrast to the just breathtaking screen that's in the Ford Fusion Hybrid.
Yes, with the leaves, yeah.
Oh, yeah, with the leaves that grow, and it's clever, it's innovative, it's crisp, it's vibrant. This in the Prius is effective, but it doesn't feel as 21st century as you might hope.
Let's move on to the latest from Subaru. It's the Outback, and this is an all-wheel drive wagon/sport utility vehicle, and tell us a little bit about your testing findings, easy enough for me to say.
Well, the Subaru Outback is redesigned for 2010, and it's significantly bigger than the previous generation. In fact, it's really breaks the mold. You know, when I think of Subaru Outbacks, and they are everywhere up here in Connecticut, you know, it's a vehicle that really hasn't changed that much through several generations. It's improved, but it hasn't really changed. This one, all of a sudden, it's grown up. And despite the increased size, which provides all of the interior space people have been pining for, the fuel economy is actually very good, especially for an all-wheel drive vehicle. In our test, we got 24 miles per gallon overall, which is very good with a four-cylinder with such a heavy car because that engine works. And on the highway, it gets 32 miles per gallon. That's right up there with, you know, a sedan. That's excellent.
Most definitely. And stylistically, how would you rate the latest rendition of the Outback compared to the previous generation?
Well, now remember, we don't officially rate the styling. That's up to the buyer. You know, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. I think personally, it's going to take me a little getting used to. I've become quite fond of the outgoing generation, even though, you know, I have to adjust to the new grill practically every year. This one, you know, at a glance, it reminds me a lot of a Tribeca, and I'm not sure it's a good thing yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't argue with the space and the upscale interior design. It does overall lack a little bit of the sporty personality of the previous one, though. And personality means a lot in how I look at beauty.
Very true. And, of course, this Subaru, like all Subarus, uses a Boxster-type engine. This is a flat engine that is only available in the car that bears the name Porsche Boxster, but all Subarus use this type of power plant, and it has a number of advantages. Explain to our listeners a little bit about why Subaru goes with this and the advantages of a horizontally opposed Boxster-type engine.
Sure. The engine design that Subaru has really latched onto, rather than have the cylinders go up and down or in a V formation, you know, like a V, it's a flat engine, which has the cylinders going to the side and packages in a much shorter space, which enables them to better manage weight balance within the car. That actually becomes more important as they seem to raise the height of the Outback with practically every year. The thing's on stilts now, having more ground clearance than ever before. And having that engine weight down low, I think probably helps with the handling, although the suspension is still a little on the soft side for now.
It has a CVT transmission and some interesting treatments to the roof racks, which can aid in the area of aerodynamics and wind noise. Tell us about that, Jeff.
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting approach. You know, with roof rails, they're made useful by having cross beams that go across that you can adjust and fasten your cargo to. When you're not using those, and for most people that's most of the time, you can actually swing them back so they're in parallel with the initial rails. So you don't have that crossbeam catching wind and creating noise and, you know, I'm sure having some minute impact on MPG, but it's probably more of a noise thing. Just a clever treatment and acknowledges how people are truly using the vehicle.
As you pointed out, these vehicles are very, very popular in New England and a few other areas of the nation as well.
Yeah, and Subaru's done better than most companies this year. In part, it's because of the things that you're seeing on the Outback, where they're listening to customers, they're making little tweaks here and there, And you know, apparently they're delivering the right product at the right time. And it's certainly benefiting from having a very tight focus rather than a broad, diverse product portfolio.
Another vehicle that you can check out between the pages of the November issue of Consumer Reports is a new offering from Chevrolet. It's a four-door SUV. It's called the Equinox, and it's got a lot of interesting features. I'm interested to hear how Consumer Reports thought about this vehicle after spending some significant time in it.
Well, we purchased both a four-cylinder and a six-cylinder Equinox to test, and we found both of them provided a significant improvement over the previous generation. You know, as I'm sure you remember, the previous Equinox was rather lackluster, to be kind. but this new one, it's not only a little bit bigger and packaged with a little more elbow and cargo room, but the interior is much more attractively designed. The materials are much improved. The handling, the ride have all improved. All in all, it's a much more competitive vehicle. But that being said, it's in a tough segment. Mm-hmm. And there are other vehicles that we think edge it out in a number of little categories that add up to a fairly big difference in points when you add them up.
When we come back on the other side, more with Jeff Bartlett, Deputy Auto Editor with Consumer Reports. If you have a question, it's 800-259-9231. We'll throw a trivia question out when we come back as well. This is Auto World.
Is your budget being blown away by high gas prices? The revolutionary Tornado Air device harnesses the power of the wind so that your vehicle will go further on a tank of gas. Tornado creates a swirling effect in the engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of air and fuel so that you'll have more power and more mileage. Tornado fits most cars, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and is easy to install. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks, and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado today.
For quality automotive accessories, count on California Car Cover Company. California Car Cover Company offers the world's largest selection of quality car covers for any vehicle built since 1900. With unique one-of-a-kind gift ideas, detailing products, truck and SUV performance products, clothing, and memorabilia, California Car Cover Company has it all. Call today, 1-800-423-5525 for a free catalog or visit calcarcover.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's defense capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of defense capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL-4-GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4-GOOD. Good. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at healforgood.com. That's healforgood.com.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you.
Thank you very much for joining us each and every week at this time. My name is Bob Long, along with Jeff Bartlett, Deputy Auto Editor for Consumer Reports Magazine. We're telling you all about what you can read between the pages of the November issue of Consumer Reports, a wide variety of vehicles being evaluated. And again, I have to remind myself, Jeff, I'm so not used to a company, a magazine, a publication like yours that actually purchases all the vehicles. That's why I, you know, you always default to you spend some significant time in it, but you guys actually own all these vehicles.
That's right, which does enable us to spend many weeks through the testing process. But yeah, Consumer Reports purchases every product it evaluates, from cars down to, we recently tested toilet paper. This enables us to maintain a complete unbiased, objective approach to what we report on, how we test. And with most smaller products than cars, we're able to buy a variety of samples, because there are some things that there may be production variances that we're able to test by purchasing not only multiple versions, but able to purchase throughout the country. We don't do that with cars, but we do purchase them just like consumers do. When they go on sale, someone on staff picks up a phone, calls around to dealers, and tries to purchase the vehicle completely anonymously.
Very cool.
They only find out once we give them the final check.
Let's talk about another vehicle in this diverse group, and this is the Rutan. This is the interesting collaboration between Volkswagen and Chrysler on a minivan.
It is, and on paper it makes a lot of sense, in that Volkswagen saw that it was losing customers who were moving to a vehicle type it didn't offer. So they worked out a deal with Chrysler to kind of repackage, rebadge the Town and Country. But the end result is a vehicle that is about as good as a Town and Country, which we feel isn't as good as the Honda Odyssey or the Toyota Sienna. In fact, they trail by more than 25 points on a 100-point scale.
And certainly Volkswagen and Audi are known for their interiors. I have not spent any time in a Rutan. Is it anything like we'd see in an Audi or a Volkswagen, or is it pretty much a carryover Chrysler deal?
Well, it's mostly carryover. Certainly it was rebadged on a budget, which is the mission. It does have some minor cues that may be convincing enough if you weren't already a Volkswagen owner. But if you were, you would notice not only the design, but kind of the feel of the controls just isn't quite there. And that's so significant with Audi and Volkswagen cars because, boy, for the last few years, they set such a high benchmark. Now, in any Volkswagen, even the Rabbit, it betrays its price point. You know, it might be a $18,000 car, but it feels more like it's $10,000 more. And it's always a class above in its execution. The Rattan's not quite there.
It's interesting that it doesn't have the stow-and-go second-row seats.
Yeah, that was a very significant and conscious decision. Volkswagen really wanted to focus on interior comfort. And the stow-and-go seats, while amazingly clever, do compromise some comfort in order to be packaged in such a way that they can fold and fit in the floor. You know, the bolstering's not quite as thick, and the seat back itself isn't quite as thick. So that's the reason they didn't use the stow-and-go. However, that being said, they do retain the storage bins in the floor. So there's quite a bit of underfloor storage, which can be really handy in a vehicle, especially one that's so family-centric.
And speaking of centric, this is a very centric vehicle, to say the least. Some would say incentric. It's the Nissan Cube, and very unique design. I understand that you guys found the performance of the vehicle a little bit disappointing.
Yeah, which isn't really surprising. In this vehicle, which is one of the few that's actually boxier than a minivan, it has, you know, a certain amount of heft to it based on the Versa platform, and it has a small engine. It's got a 1.8-liter four-cylinder with just 122 horsepower. Now, by today's standards, that's really not much power. So it's got a task to move not only a heavier vehicle than the Versa, but one that is decidedly more boxy in shape. It's got to punch a bigger hole through the air. So the general performance is kind of middling on this. However, it makes up in personality, I think, which was always going to be its appeal. It has some interesting and design elements with the asymmetrical glass on the back, and, you know, the interesting shapes inside, the sine wave of the dash, and so forth. But ultimately, I think that the most appealing thing of it is just a lot of space for the money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there really isn't much under $20,000 that you can sit upright like you're in a Lazy Boy and wear a 10-gallon hat and not bump into anything. It's a nifty little vehicle that I'm sure will find its niche.
And it's got a lot of interesting kind of funky things. And, you know, considering the market that this vehicle is kind of geared towards, the Scion XBs, the Kia Souls, and the Honda Elements,
mm-hmm.
but definitely a youthful market. A lot of, as you call it in the magazine, whimsical details, such as the... probably my favorite is the shag carpet, which explain that to our listeners, and also the bungee cords.
Well, the bungee cords, this stuff cracks me up. It has little bungee cords on the doors, and I guess the idea is in the home market in Japan, owners might use it to not only stick little papers or something in there, but to stick their stuffed animals, maybe the little Pokemon stuffed animals in there.
Okay.
Which I'm sure is something you do too, Bob, right, with your Corvette?
Yeah.
No, maybe not. But the thing that really puzzles me, and those end up just looking like nice little trim bits, but this weird little shag carpet for the dashboard, it looks like a toupee. It's a funny little thick carpeted thing, kind of like a bath mat, and it comes as part of the floor mat package. So if you order one of these, make sure you tell them you don't want it installed, because it sticks on with this goopy Velcro-y type substance, and then you can't easily remove it. But if you flip it up, the most bizarre thing is underneath it. It's a tag that says, don't put anything on this shag carpet. Why does it exist? Isn't it there so you can put something on it and it doesn't slide around?
Oh, that is so funny.
It's not fashionable, at least by my taste. And more significantly, it reflects horribly in the windshield.
Wow.
You can never lose sight of it in the car.
And certainly when you look at the back of the car, the rear window has an interesting styling treatment. But the hatch, I understand, isn't developed that well.
Well, one disappointment with the way the rear is configured is rather than a lift gate, you know, traditional hatchback, it's what you'd call a swing gate. It's hinged on the driver's side, and it swings out. And that can be a little bit of a challenge with parking. you know, you're parked especially on a curbside city street, and you got a box in your hand, and you can't open the door because someone pulled in behind you.
Yeah, no, that's true. And this is a city car if there ever was one.
Absolutely. And in addition, it's the hinge mechanism works well, and it has a strut for nice motion, but it's a big door. It's heavy. And ultimately, when you open it up, it's a fairly shallow cargo space. You can adjust the seat forward and back in the second row, but the depth of the cargo well isn't that big.
Interesting. And, of course, the price tag on this is, a little deceptive, too. I mean, it starts very low, but I understand option-wise, if you check a lot of boxes, it can get up a little higher than expected.
Which is fairly common for the class. I think you can exercise some prudence and come out with the basic amenities for, $17,000-$18,000. The good stuff will get you a little closer to $20,000, but no further. And it does carry one significant advantage to its little boxy peers, and that the fuel economy is really good on it.
Mm-hmm.
And you may not win too many stoplight sprints, but with a fuel economy average of 28 miles per gallon, that's pretty good.
Definitely. So of the vehicles we talked about, the two that got the checks recommended by Consumer Reports, the all-new Prius, the third generation, as well as the new Subaru, the Outback. Jeff Bartlett, time just flies when you're with us. We'll do it again soon. Thank you, my friend.
It sounds great. Thank you, Bob.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. If you're leaving us, we'll see you next time around. Otherwise, straight ahead, the Car Coach. I'm Bob Lyle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.